Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for joining me today on Transformation Talk Radio for Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. During this hour, we're going to be talking about some scary, shocking, and altogether frightening info, and I've entitled it, Seriously, Those Chemicals Are in My Food? And so as we make it through this hour, we're going to talk about some things like the chemicals that are actually found in the foods, on the foods, the chemicals in the packaging that are getting into the foods, and some really practical and budget-friendly ways to avoid all of these kinds of things. So thanks for joining me. We'll just jump right in and get started. I do want to remind you that if you've got questions, you can feel free to call in or to instant message me questions. And we, you know, I always answer as many questions as I can possibly get to. So, in doing some research for this show, I came across some really shocking headlines. And actually, it was coming across some of these shocking headlines that that prompted me to want to do this show on chemicals in your food. I know we've been doing chemicals in your bath and beauty care products, chemicals in your household cleaners. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, we're actually eating so many chemicals unsuspectingly. And so when I saw this last title, I was like, okay, I have to do this call. The title of this article was Fungicides Used on Farm Crops Linked to Insulin Resistance. But just a few days before that, I had run across one that was 5 Reasons High Fructose Corn Syrup Will Kill You and 12 Dangerous and Hidden Food Ingredients in Seemingly Healthy Food. And secretive chemicals being hidden in our food under artificial flavors labels. Oh my gosh, you know, this is crazy because I know that you probably wouldn't purposefully eat jet fuel or embalming fluid for breakfast or have a whole plate of neurotoxins for lunch or eat a whole soup made out of hormone disruptors for dinner, right? But, you know, while none of us signed up for that when we went grocery shopping, many of us are actually unsuspectedly taking these things home with us in foods that are even promoted as healthy foods. So just like I did it in the show on toxic chemicals in your bath and beauty care routine, I mentioned that the word natural can be really misleading. In fact, it's actually an umbrella term that covers things like additives and preservatives and flavor enhancers in lots and lots of packaged foods. And I want you to keep something in mind that just because something is naturally occurring or occurs naturally in our environment doesn't mean it's actually good for us to eat. After all, arsenic, lead, and mercury are on the periodic table of elements, so they are actually naturally occurring substances. We all know that none of those are good for us to eat. But did you know that there are more than 3,000 food chemicals that are manufactured solely to be used as additives to our prepackaged foods? So today I'm going to be exposing some of the industry buzzwords and some of the hidden dangerous chemicals that you are unsuspectedly buying, and now they're lurking in your pantry and fridge. You know, just even in my lifetime, our food supply was so much different. Over the course of the last 100 years, which of course I'm not 100 years old, but I'm more than halfway there. So things have changed really dramatically. Now, admittedly, I grew up on a farm in rural South Dakota. Well, there's hardly anything but rural in South Dakota, so it's a good chance that if you're from South Dakota, it will be rural. But things have changed really dramatically. We had pretty small grocery stores, but I think they were fairly typical of grocery stores in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And things have really changed. In the past, our ancestors and even my mom and my grandma would grow a big garden every year, and we would can and freeze and preserve enough food that would take us through most of the year. But these were all really straightforward, simple foods that were canned in glass jars and wrapped in paper and frozen. So the food, when we did go grocery shopping, the food that was available at the local supermarkets were primarily pretty fresh foods outside of, you know, some of the junk that started appearing in the 60s and 70s. But today, more than three quarters of the supermarket shelves are stocked with all kinds of packaged and processed foods. And some of the chemicals that are actually lurking in your food are coming from the box canned and frozen things that that can be found that need to only be boiled in that plastic packaging or microwaved in that plastic packaging in order to become your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So in total, those 3,000 food chemicals are really, you know, prevalent in virtually everything that you can buy that's in some kind of package. And yet avoiding them might be a lot easier and more economical than you think. And we're actually going to talk about that quite a lot today. So what I want to do is start out with some of the very worst offenders. And we're going to actually do this in alphabetical order because it was hard to know where to start and where to stop. So I decided I would just make an alphabetical listing of these things. So let's start with aspartame. You know, in the 80s when aspartame really hit the market and got to be popular. It's a chemical sweetener, and it's really popular in, you know, the little packets and in all kinds of diet sodas and all of that. But you've probably heard this by now, but just in case you haven't, that chemical sweetener can cause neurological disorders. It has been known to cause seizures, blurred vision, and it really contributes to migraine headaches. But the other thing that's interesting about them that you might not know is that when aspartame is heated, it actually forms a chemical formaldehyde. And so this is what I personally think is behind some of the Gulf War syndrome and some of those things that have happened, because back in the 80s during the Gulf War, the 80s and 90s, there was a lot of diet sodas shipped over to the desert and stored in tents and trucks, and it reached a really high temperature, and so that aspartame was transformed into formaldehyde. And the same thing happens just in transportation in the U.S. So it's really something to avoid. And then there's this thing called autolyzed proteins. They're highly processed forms of proteins that contain something called free glutamate. And free glutamate is one of the precursors or one of the things that's used to mimic MSG. And so it has a lot of serious effects on the body. Another one is BHT. It's a common additive that's used to prevent oxidation on foods. And so that can be fresh or frozen or canned. But it's listed by the National Toxicology Program as being reasonably anticipated to be a human carcinogen. based in animal experiments. But what you might not know is that it's also used in jet fuels, rubber petroleum products, transformer oil, and embalming fluid. And if that wasn't enough to make you not want to eat something that has BHT in it, the material safety data sheets, those MSDS sheets, warns that BHT should not be allowed to enter the environment because it can cause liver damage and it's harmful to aquatic organisms. So there you go. Want to avoid that BHT. Now, the next one is BPA, bisphenol A, and that is a chemical that's found in almost all packaging plastics. And there was a lot of hype a couple of years ago. And so and they found out that BPA was in a lot of baby bottles and they took it out because BPA is actually a hormone disruptor and a hormone mimicker. So it's found that just a few parts per billion can promote cancer, infertility, and hormone disorders. And also create more feminine characteristics in men and promote male breast growth and all kinds of hormone disruptions in men and women. So exciting, right? So let's avoid any packaging that has BPA. Next thing that's kind of one of the new things to avoid is carrageenan. Now, that is a seaweed derivative, and it's in tons of things from ice creams, even the really good natural kind, to anything that needs a thickener. And so things like cottage cheese and regular cheese and many soy products will have it as well. Now, while I'm generally kind of a fan of seaweed, this one has been classified by WHO as a possible human carcinogen. And that research was funded by the National Institute of Health and raises serious concerns about its effect as an inflammatory agent in the gut. So people who have been suffering from all kinds of chronic gastrointestinal problems have reported that as soon as they cut the carrageenan out of their diets, all of those symptoms went away. So anybody with irritable bowel syndrome, anyone with ulcers or just chronic indigestion, this could be one of the causes because that is a very commonly found additive to lots and lots and lots of things. So again, that one's kind of the new one on the watch list. So be on the lookout for that. And before we go to our break, I want to talk about one more really quickly, and that is casein. Casein is a milk protein, and you'll find it even in soy cheese or almond cheese. Oftentimes you'll find casein. And casein, because it's a milk protein, is really one of those high allergens that I find in that are bothering people that they're not aware is actually in something. So always be looking out for casein because that is a milk protein. Nearly all cheese or other kinds of milk type products can have casein in them. So that's another one to look out for. So we've talked about just a few. And when we come back from the break, there's going to be a lot more. Now just stay tuned during this break because, you know, the people who are our sponsors, our show would not, you know, the show wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. So I want to listen to these. These are people who everyone on Transformation Talk Radio, we all highly recommend these folks are as people that we find to be of, you know, offering the best quality products. So stay tuned and I'll be back in just a moment.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases "I can't" and proclaims "I can." Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, you're back on the air with Dr. Peggy Parker and Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we are talking about some really interesting things. Toxic chemicals that are lurking in your food. And so before the break, we mentioned a few, and now we're up to the C's because we're going in alphabetical order. So we just made it through casein, and now we're on to corn syrup, but I'm actually going to save that for a little bit later. I just didn't want you to think that I was going to skip over it because I'm going to put it under the H category for high fructose corn syrup. I promise I'm not going to skip that one. But we're going to move on to E405. Doesn't that sound sinister already? It's propylene glycol alginate. And it's used as a food thickener, a stabilizer, and an emulsifier. And it's derived from alginic acid, and then it's combined with propylene glycol. And even though propylene glycol is used as a food additive, it is not safe. As I mentioned in the last two radio shows when we were talking about additives to bath and beauty care products and to our home cleaners, because it is actually in industrial uses, it's used as antifreeze and runway de-icers. So can't even imagine that that could possibly in any potential way ever be good for us. And then The next thing I want to talk about is enriched flour. Doesn't that make it sound better? Like it's all purpose, it's bleached, and then it's enriched. And so that makes us think that it's going to have good stuff in it. And if you read the label, it will have some minerals and things like that that are added. But I don't want you to get fooled by that. Because what happens is, in order to make white flour, they take, whether it's wheat, which I don't recommend anyway, or spelt or rice flour, anything. If it's white, what they've done is take it and strip it of all the bran where all the minerals live, and then they put it through a bleaching process to turn it white so that our baked goods are nice and light colored, and then they add back some synthetic minerals, which are not utilizable by our bodies and in fact can bind with some other chemicals in the body and create these really hard crystalline substances that can create things like bone spurs and cataracts and things like that. So it's a good idea to avoid anything that says it's enriched flour. Now let's move on to food colors. You know, there's been a lot of research over the years about food colors and the link between food colors and ADD and ADHD and even autism. FD and C red number 40 is linked to behavioral disorders in children. And it's really important to remember that nearly all artificial food colors are derived from a petroleum product and may be contaminated with aluminum. And yellow number 5, which is another really common food color, is derived from coal tar and may contain up to 10 parts per million of lead and arsenic. Oh, yikes, right? So we know that in children, lead causes developmental delays, and it can also cause a whole host of other things like bone deformity and all infertility and all kinds of things. So yikes. So let's avoid those food colorings. Now, next, when we are going down the alphabet, is G. And so I cannot help but talk about genetically modified organisms or GMOs. Right now, the food industry is not required to list GMOs on any kind of packaging, but there are many states which are really lobbying to have that listed, that whether a food is has been genetically modified. So just in case you don't know what that means, a genetically modified food is something where they've actually spliced a gene and added a gene from a completely different organism into that seed or the molecule in order to make it more resistant. Like there's a Roundup Ready seeds that are made by Monsanto, and that means that Roundup, the chemical, the toxic chemical Roundup, has actually been injected into the seed. So it's actually becomes part of the food. There are other times when they've taken an animal or a pest, a molecule, a gene from one of those, and spliced it into the molecule for another thing like wheat or corn or soybeans or whatever. And so these are foods that I consider to be called Frankenfoods. Now, they even have done something to genetically modify apples to keep them from turning brown when you cut them open. So it doesn't mean they're not oxidizing. It just means that they're not turning brown. And now you have some mystery thing in your apple. I mean, what was wrong with just a good old apple? This is just crazy. So the problem with GMOs is that they've been linked to severe infertility problems and can even cause the good bowel bacteria in your gut to release a pest, to produce and then release pesticides. So you can actually, your body, when eating GMO foods, can actually start producing pesticides inside your body, which we know that this is not a good thing. And they can actually then destroy the beneficial organisms in your gut that would be producing things, making vitamin Bs and helping you digest your food and all that. So can lead to a whole host of other problems. And now we're up to the letter H. So as I promised, here we go with high fructose corn syrup. Yikes, this one is in virtually everything. All you have to do is look for it. And I'm going to tell you how they kind of hide it. There'll be some other things that they call it. High fructose corn syrup is a highly processed liquid sugar that's been extracted from corn. And they do that by using a solvent called glutaraldehyde. Now, this produces a whole bunch of unbound fructose and glucose molecules that in clinical trial studies have been shown to cause tissue damage. And it can also lead to obesity, diabetes, mood disorders, and even heart disease. And it is used in thousands upon thousands of grocery store items, including things you wouldn't even begin to suspect, like pizza sauce, salad dressings, even macaroni and cheese. And of course, it's in anything that's sweet, like sodas and candies and things like that. Now, keep in mind that high fructose corn syrup is going to be made from what we just talked about, corn that's been genetically modified. And so if all of that wasn't bad enough, studies have revealed that nearly half of the samples that were of high fructose corn syrup that were tested contained dangerous levels of mercury. Now, all levels of mercury are dangerous. So when they actually add that dangerous levels of mercury, it's pretty scary. So now let's move on to hydrochloride. When you see anything that has a hydrochloride or like pyridoxine hydrochloride or thiamine hydrochloride, those are chemical forms of vitamins, mostly B vitamins. And while they do raise that RDA on the side of a box of cereal or whatever, they are not usable by humans. They're actually chemical forms of vitamins, not real forms of vitamins. They didn't come from plants or anything like that. And they are useless in our human bodies and can actually be not just useless, but bad for you. Now let's move on to hydrolyzed vegetable protein, which is a highly processed form of usually a soy protein that's been processed to bring out that free glutamate again. And that free glutamate, remember, is a taste enhancer that's a part of the chemical makeup of MSG. And once we get to the M's, you'll find out how bad MSG is. And then when we get to there's also something called hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils. And those are oils that have been chemically processed to make them into to have a firm texture, to go from a liquid to a solid and to make them stay stable at room temperature. Now, it also promotes a problem in your bloodstream in that these are trans fats, and I know you've heard a lot about those, but these trans fatty acids will actually make your blood really thick and have been diagnosed by doctors as having too high a triglycerides or too high a fat in your blood. And so then they start giving people blood thinners. And of course, I'm not a fan of blood thinners because most of them, like warfarin, are actually the same chemical that's used in rat poison. So try to avoid all those things. And lastly, before we move on, we're going to look at phosphoric acid, which is the acid that's used in drinking, in sodas and fizzy beverages to dissolve the carbon dioxide and create that nice fizziness. Phosphoric acid will actually eat through nails. It's also used by stone masons in order to etch rocks, so if they're trying to put a design on a rock, that they use phosphoric acid. And the military uses it to clean rust off of battleships. And it will, I have a friend who's a dentist, and, it's one of the dentist's worst nightmares is for people to have phosphoric acid because it literally eats the enamel off of your teeth. So it is time for another break. I want you to stay tuned and listen. When we come back, I'm going to take some calls, some of your instant messages on some of these nasty chemicals, and we're going to get to the good news about how we can start avoiding them. So stay tuned. I'll be back in just a moment.
Do dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for staying. This is Dr. Peggy Parker with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about these nasty chemicals that are found in our food unsuspectingly. And so I want to remind you that if you have some questions or some comments, feel free to call in at 800-920-2819 or instant message me. And the first person who actually calls in will win a copy of my cookbook, OMG, That's Out Today, where in the beginning of the cookbook, I explain why I am such an advocate of eating organic food. So I figured that's a good lead-in for today. So we've been talking about chemicals and food additives, and so we're going through it alphabetically, and we're up to P now. So I want to move on really quickly so we have enough time to talk about the some of the things we want to include. So polysorbate 6 is a food additive that is an emulsifier. And it's made of corn, palm oil, and petroleum. And when it's all mixed together, it makes this thick, gooey substance that doesn't spoil. So it's often used to replace dairy products in baked goods and some liquid products. Isn't that disgusting? Propylene glycol, as I've mentioned before, is a pretty nasty chemical, and it's used to make those fake blueberries that you see in blueberry muffins, those little chip-looking things in bagels and breads. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, they combine it with artificial colors and high fructose corn syrup. So it's pretty disgusting. In one of the next blog posts on omgallergyfree.com, I'll be posting some videos and some more information about all of these chemicals so that you can have your own, you know, go at your own pace and learn all the disgusting things that you never really wanted to know. But it's necessary to know so you can keep yourself healthy. So let's move on to the S. We'll move on to sodium. Regular white salt is not only devoid of any kind of trace minerals, it is actually terrible for your health. It can be linked to all kinds of hypertension, high blood pressure, you name it. Traditional white table salt is, you know, one of the bad secrets for health. And don't be fooled by from grocery store brands of sea salt, because as you can probably guess, all salt can be linked back to the sea at some point. So you want to look for higher grades of like Celtic sea salt or French sea salt or something like that. You are going to pay a little bit more money, but you really shouldn't be using much salt anyway. So $3 expenditure instead of a $2 expenditure could actually save your life. So there you go. Sodium nitrate is a cancer-causing red food coloring chemical that's added to things like bacon and sausage and hot dogs and beef jerky and ham, all kinds of luncheon meats and pepperoni. So virtually any kind of processed meat that's not air cured or dry cured or anything like that. So you really want to look and watch out for any kind of nitrates or nitrites, because they have been linked for years. They've been linked to cancer, very strongly linked, yet they're still in our food. Now let's move along to soybean oil, because I want you to keep in mind that I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but it's worth repeating that more than half of all soybean crops grown in the U.S. are genetically modified. And this is a huge rise, astronomical difference from 1996, when there were only 7% of the soybean crops were genetically modified. Now there's more than 50%. And because of all the things that I said about genetic modification, you really want to stay away from soy, anything that's not certified organic. If it's certified organic, it cannot have any modification done to its genetic background. So that includes soy protein and texturized vegetable protein, all of those kinds of things. Now let's move on to sucralose, which is another artificial sweetener that's sold as Splenda on the market. Sucralose contains a chlorine atom that has been shown to cause some severe problems. And in 1977, I visited my first holistic MD in Dallas, Texas. His name was Dr. Hill, and he told me that all chemical, anything that was sweet, any artificial sweeteners were actually going to make people fat, because it would still signal the body, the taste of sweetness would still signal the body to produce more insulin. So that's why people tend to have insulin resistance and high blood sugar. So it's a good idea to stay away from them anyway. And regular white sugar is terrible. If I'm going to choose between regular white sugar and an artificial sugar, artificial sweetener, I would probably choose regular white table sugar, but I avoid that at all costs. In fact, in my cookbook, you will find none of that. And that's because doesn't have any nutritive value. It's a lot of calories. It does a lot of things to spike your blood sugar, create insulin resistance, been linked to diabetes and cancer, and. Because it's actually, all those minerals are stripped away and into a liquid sludge that's blackstrap molasses. Now, blackstrap molasses is one of the best things on the planet for you, because it's so vitamin and mineral enriched. So what they did is take all of that out of the sugar and put it into you know, and it's bled off and into something called blackstrap molasses, which is a strong flavor. So you can't use too much of it, but it's really, really good for you. That's why natural sugars and even brown sugar is white sugar that's had some molasses added back into it. So it makes it a little better for you. But the natural sugars that are brown, they still contain some of the minerals. Well, it's not a great idea to eat very many of any of those kinds of sugars. If you're going to have something with sugar or bake with some sugar, then you want to make sure that you're using that kind. And then there's a chemical called tolyfluant, which is used on lots of farm crops. More outside the U.S. than inside the U.S., but things that are actually imported into the U.S. And there, it's used to stop fungus overgrowth. And studies have indicated that that chemical can adversely affect the thyroid gland as well as other glands in your endocrine system. And then it may even increase the risk of cancer in humans. So this was all these results of a bunch of tests that were presented at the June 23rd meeting of the Endocrine Society. It was their 94th annual meeting in Houston, so that's where all that info came out. Now, moving on, we're going to move to yeast extract, which is a hidden form of MSG. Now, that contains, again, that fruglutamate and is used in many natural food products that to have no MSG. That yeast extract contains up to 14% free glutamate, and you'll find it in thousands of grocery store products, from soups to chips to popcorn, you name it. I have seen it added to fresh meat, you know, like beef, to keep turning a color. So, it's just a crazy thing. Now, one of the things that I want you to remember is that there are all kinds of food labeling tricks, and I want to give you some of these before we go to break. And so some of the food labeling tricks are used to pack a lot more sugar or a lot more preservatives or chemicals in, and they do it by making their food, by breaking their food list up, because you know that they have to list in the label, on the label, they have to list in order of the, from the largest amount of something to the smallest amount of something. So by simply breaking the sugars up and calling them a few different names, it can make it seem as though there's not so much sugar or something. So there, you could find on a box of cereal or on a, you know, box of something that had sugar in it, you could see it's not list sugar, but then later on down, you'll find something like corn syrup and then high fructose corn syrup and then solid corn syrup or corn syrup solids. So it makes it look like there's not so much in there, but when you add it all together, it's way more than the first ingredient, you know, way higher than what it would appear, because it's not listed as the first ingredient. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the Dirty Dozen foods to avoid, and the top 15 that have the least amount of pesticides or herbicides on them. So there's some good news coming. Amid all this bad news, there's good things coming. So I want you to stay with me. I'll be back in just a moment as we move now to listen to some of our wonderful sponsors. So I'll be right back.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Thanks, Brian, for that music, because we needed something to elevate the mood after all this downer talk about the things that are in our food supply. And so I want to welcome everybody back. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're on the air with me and Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And before the break, the last break, we kind of wound up with most of the chemicals that we find in our foods. Now, there's a whole other program to be had on the chemicals that seep into our foods from the packaging that we're using. And so I guess we'll get to that, because I just don't want to have that be the last thing I talk about today, because it's I hate to always leave things on a downer note. So I thought it would be a great idea to give you the list of the dirty dozen, kind of the foods to avoid buying that are conventionally grown, to make sure that those are the ones you buy organic. And then the 15, which are called the clean 15, that are the lowest in pesticide residues that you can feel better about buying conventional. Now, I got to tell you that when I lived in Washington, I was pretty much an organic food snob. And I would say to people, well, just buy organic. And then, you know, I recently lived in Texas, and now I'm in Southern California. And you would think with the long growing seasons in both of those places, it would be even easier to find organic food. Well, it is not. So I now have a newly appreciative sympathy for all of you who are saying, but I can't either. I can't afford it or I can't find it, because I really can relate at this point. So if you're not doing what I'm doing, which is planting a little garden, even in container pots to do some of that, here are the dirty dozen to avoid buying unless you're going to buy organic. That would be apples, because they contain more than 40 pesticides, fungicides, and organophosphates. Celery, because it has more than 60 different pesticides. Bell peppers with 50. Peaches with more than 60. Strawberries, and one of the problems with strawberries is that they tend to grow a lot of fungus, so there are more than 60 different kinds of chemical pesticides and fungicides on them. Nectarines, imported being the worst, but even the ones in the U.S. will have up to 30 different kinds of pesticides. Grapes, again, at least 30 different pesticides on grapes. So many, it's so sad. spinach, one of my favorite greens, has more than 50. So, and that tops the greens category. Lettuce also has about 50 different pesticides and herbicides. Cucumbers with about 35. Blueberries, domestic blueberries with over 50 different kinds of chemicals. And potatoes with 35. Now, sweet potatoes will be far less, but you want to avoid something called bud nip. And to find out more about that, you'll have to look on my blog. Plus, green beans, it does hit the environmental group that does all of this research. It doesn't hit their cutoff, but it does mine. And then kale and other kinds of greens, like collard greens, until recently, they have never been affected by this because they're pretty hardy. But in the last couple of years, probably because they've been categorized as super greens and gotten more popular, they've also been affected with pesticides. But here are the 15. These are the ones you don't really have to worry about as much. Avocados, well, it's actually only 12. Avocados, cabbage, sweet peas, asparagus, mangoes, eggplant, kiwi, cantaloupe, even the domestic kind, and one of my all-time favorites, sweet potatoes, grapefruit, and you know I love those Texas ruby red grapefruit, watermelon, and mushrooms. So those are the top foods that are in that same category that have the least amount of pesticides. So, you know, I want you to feel good about the fact that if you can't afford to buy everything organic, you can buy these products and feel pretty good about it. Now, I want you to remember that being certified organic is the top in the organic industries. That's the top standard. It is really, really expensive to get that certification and to keep it. So one of the things to keep in mind is if you will start shopping, doing more of your shopping at local farmers markets where you're actually interacting with the farmers, they will have signs that say they're transitional. So that might mean that in the past, because it has to have no pesticides in order for certified organic and to be certified, organic produce has to be grown in land that hasn't had any kind of chemical additives for 7 years. So a transitional crop will be those that where there might still be some in the soil because it might have been 3 years ago or 4 years ago or 5 or 6 years ago, but there isn't anything added to this crop. So that's one way. Those are generally much less expensive than the certified organic. And then you'll find growers that are organic that could qualify for certification, but they can't afford to qualify for certification. So their things will be listed organic, but not certified organic. And the great thing about farmers market shopping is that you get to actually speak to the farmers, to the growers, and you can find out a lot about their own philosophies in growing fruits and vegetables. And, you know, these people are very, very, very hardworking folks. And in order to bring you the best quality produce, you know, they're picking stuff super early in the morning and driving to the markets and setting it up, or they're picking it the very end of the previous day and packing it all up and driving it to the farmer's market and spending hours outside to bring you the best quality produce you could ever imagine. In fact, I was in LA with my daughter last week, and we went to two different farmer's markets, and I was so excited to get to talk to people again. In Spokane, I went to a local organic farmers market twice a week, every Wednesday and every Saturday during the growing season. And I got friends with those people, you know, and you got to chat with them every week, and you knew exactly what kind of farmers they were and how much they appreciated the land and all of those kinds of things. So it's a great idea to learn to shop at farm stands or farmers markets. Actually support your local farmers. There are also things called CSAs, which is a community supported agriculture, where you can pay a certain fee in every year, and then you get a box of great produce, whatever's growing in that particular week, whatever's plentiful will show up in your box. That's another great, because that helps farmers have money to sustain them during the periods of time between the growing seasons. So that's even more important in places like Washington, and places up north. Down here in California, seems as though there's a growing season all the time. In fact, we did a little gardening project for my friend Christina, where I'm living for a few months while I'm doing this clinical trial study. And I swear, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk around here. I put some beans in the ground, and 2 days later, they've already sprouted. Corn in the ground barely more than a month ago, and it's now taller than I am. I'm telling you, this is crazy, and it's fun. So even if you don't have a big plot land, you can always get containers and put them in your windowsill and grow some herbs. You can plant things like zucchini and patio tomatoes and things like that, and give yourself a treat. So I don't want you to be discouraged by all this information about these nasty chemicals in our food, because, you know, it does feel sometimes like you just want to hide your head in the sand and say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? There's nothing left to eat. Or, you know, there are some solutions. And I think that one of the biggest solutions is to be made aware of what's in your food, to be made aware, because knowledge is power. And I, for one, am interested in living a totally empowered life. And I think if you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, so are you. So learning these things is very empowering. And next week on the show, I'm going to be talking a bit about how to clean your produce and how to look for pesticides and all kinds of garbage in water. So our topic to wind up all this talk about chemical soup from skin care products and bath care and beauty care products to cleaning products to food. And next week we're actually going to be talking about water, and then we'll be kind of finished with this topic and move on to some other things. But as I said, knowledge is power, and I want you to have the most empowered life possible. So as goes on, I want you to think about these things. Watch for my blog on OMG Allergy Free. Be sure to contact me if you have any other questions on my Facebook page, which is Simple Health Network, or on my website. You can email me at info@simplehealthnetwork.com. And so until next Wednesday, I hope you have a wonderful, empowered week, and I look forward to talking to you then. I want to say a big shout out my engineer, Brian, who always makes this a much more fun experience, to my sponsors, especially my really longtime supporter, trythewaterfree.com. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.